Okay, it's in the cover is coming off the lens now.
Roger, Al, are you? Are you all the way back at the 30-foot position there? 6:30.
It's about. That's about 30 right there, I'd say.
Okay, our picture is moving around a lot. You're going to have to set it down and let it stabilize before we can tell you anything about it. Okay, what zoom are you on?
I'm trying to find a level spot, Bruce. We're in
Roger.
On the side of a hill, as you probably have heard. And it may not stay. It may tip over.
Can you poke one of the legs into the surface there? It's a pretty flimsy tripod, I realize. Okay, what zoom are you on?
Okay, how's that?
We need to back off the zoom some.
Yeah, I think we'll have to.
Okay. Wrong way.
Okay, Bruce, can you see the bay?
I can see your hands very clearly. We seem to be close to Mike. Okay, hold that zoom, Al. Roger, it looks good.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, the doors. Cast guard doors open. I see Cuba doors open. Pulled a little stiffer than I expected in 1-6-G.
Looking good though, Ed, and you all are within 9 minutes of the timeline.
Okay, we'll pick it up here in a little while. Okay, ready for number one?
Yeah, number one, coming out.
Who's talking?
Let's just over. Man, it's rough to find a level spot to put anything. Okay, number two is coming out. Hey, can you get that by yourself? Yeah, let's just, I think so.
Let me sure.
Does it vibrate too much? 7 Anthony, carrier's clear.
Roger. Nothing yet.
Okay, the temperature indicators on the mast show that there's been no heat.
Roger.
Okay, if we can get the
bit. Got a little line right there. There we go. Okay, good. And Houston, the lid is off the nuclear fuel cask.
Roger, report temp label.
And I have none of them. No temp indicators that are black. Yeah, I'll take that. Let me admit through there. Okay, it's open. I'm going to cover the television.
Roger, Al.
Location.
And for your information, you are approximately 7 minutes behind the timeline at this point.
Okay. What do you think is a good spot for the Alsip?
Oh, boy, it's going to be tough, Al. I just head out toward Dublin out there, and let's look.
can put it here and watch the men deployment if you like.
pocket when you're through.
Okay, Houston Magazine, Double Dog and Double Easy calling on the Met.
Roger, Delta Delta and Echo Echo.
I got three core tubes, no tabs.
Roger.
At Houston, I've finally succeeded in getting two way bags and one SESC in so far, in addition to the other things, plus the core tube cap assembly.
Roger.
Thank you.
for us to get them in there. Cause that's the way we ask for them. Can't complain. And Houston, I'm sealing the organic sample at this point.
Roger.
Okay, we'll put this one in the pocket. Get a map on the front.
Still reading uneven hundreds.
Better, I'm not there yet. Hammer for you.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, we finally got to touch the flight, no more.
21, Nancy.
That baby over here.
That's your last item? Let me double check. Let's see, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, this is gonna start a run down here. I think we're about ready.
Yeah.
That's a core tube cap assembly, extension handle, two sets of tongs. We have a number of geophone anchor on the front. We have the tether, the gnomon, the hammer, the scoop. 3 core tubes, 35 bag dispenser, close-up camera, 2 SESCs, 270mm camera with color exterior, 160mm camera and 1 mag, 4 geophone flag. Barge scoop is on. Right. Barge scoop is on, and we're taking the trenching tool with us.
Okay, and you should have 16 millimeter and two mags.
That's correct. We have a total of, I was just going to say, a total of three mags. One is almost used. The other two are clean.
Roger. Looks good.
With it.
And why don't you give us an EMU status check before you set up.
Okay, the LMP is reading 375, about 55%. Medium to low, low cooling, doing great.
Okay, say again the percentage, Ed.
Look to you.
Roger, Al, and we'd like to elevate a little bit so that we get the horizon in. Press a little now. It's a real touchy at this long focal length.
Okay, we'll try to depress a little bit.
Okay, that looks good for elevation, and if you've got us aimed at your proposed deployment site, we're go.
Well, it looks like that's the way we're going.
Okay, very good.
We'll just have to stay in that line of sight, Bruce.
Roger. You want a GCA? Well, our ASR isn't working very well, but if we can once get you in the field of view, we'll acquire you.
All right, I'm headed over that way. Bruce?
Negative, Ed. I believe you're off to our left. Okay, you're coming in now.
Until we get up pretty close to the site. Okay. Okay, I'm going to stop here and rest for a minute. I'll lift our things heavier than I expected.
Okay, Ed, we've got you in the field of view. Over to the left now.
Okay. Al should be coming in right now, too. Secondary impact right here. There are so many different types of craters around here. We could spend the whole EVA within 100 yards of the limb. Okay, lead on and I'll follow and watch the net for you. Okay, going to your right. Deep hole.
if we can get it, make it either way.
Say again?
See, we can make it either way.
Okay.
There's two over there at 10 o'clock. You know which two of those are on the map?
The two at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Houston, we'll be dropping down out of sight for a while, probably.
Roger.
Going down in a depression.
Deep, very deep depression, compared to what it looked like. I think the first ridge over there, about another 75 yards, might be our answer. Right beyond these next two craters.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably a pretty good spot. Press on up there. Planned offset deployment now on the chart. It's in a depression, and I think we'll move on a little closer to Dublin to give it a higher elevation.
Roger, you're visible from all about the armpits up right now.
Yeah, I guess that ridge is the best place.
I think so.
How you doing?
Fine.
You still on your television, Bruce?
Yes, indeed. You're very well centered. And I can see you're
coming back in now. We're coming up to grade here.
Roger, I can see your shadows now, so I guess, in fact, I can see your feet, so you're well in view.
Okay, about another 30-40 feet, though. I think we're as good as we're going to get.
Yep. issue. South Dublin is fairly consistent and it's difficult to find a level place.
Okay, let's sit down and look for a minute, Al.
Alrighty. See if we can figure where we are. I'd say we're probably about 400 feet out, almost directly out of plus X.
Okay.
By,
I think
80 meters of all the track.
Yeah, look here. See the crater right in between those two traverse tracks?
Yeah.
And see those two craters and that crater that you pointed out?
Right.
Okay, I think that one between the traverse tracks is that one right there. On the hill, the two are those right over there. And the one you pointed out, this one, is that one over there, and the big one behind it, well, I think it's out of sight, unless it's that one over there. That's good.
Hey, where do you think we are?
I think that we are to the north. I think we're about CR. Let's see, we're south of that. We're about CQ.8 and 62.5,
61.5.
Ready,
Houston?
Roger, Charlie Quebec 8, 61.5.
Okay, let's move directly toward that big rock up there. About halfway between here and there. Here's a good spot, right up in there.
Yeah, because I need this clear area down here for that bumper.
Okay, let's put it right up in there.
Right up there on that spot.
Yep,
you got it.
Okay, Houston, we're going to move about 10 meters to the west-northwest from those coordinates that Ed gave you. And that will be where all set central station will go.
We reserve the right to change your mind as to where we are when we get up on the hilltop.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, we've lost the med off to the right of our picture.
The drone was right about here. That gives me a nice clear shot down there with the thumper.
Can you still see Ed Houston?
Yeah, he's at the extreme right-hand edge of our picture, Al, and you're off.
Okay, we're coming back on. This is where we're going to deploy.
Well, I guess the primary consideration, of course, is to find a good site, and our being able to watch you is secondary.
Yeah, we understand, but it's all pretty much the same. The upslope is about 4 or 5 degrees, pockmarked by all types of craters. They're all old craters, but nonetheless, they produce a fairly uneven surface. And I think we found a spot here as reasonable as we'll find anywhere.
Roger out.
Let's see. Those two craters right there are going to be in the way. I think I'd like to move back here about 5 feet rather than to run through those going south. Or I can leave the central station about where I've got it. I mean the power generator. Think that'll be all right?
You talking about your number to your phone line?
Yeah, I'm still.
You line up, put you right through those two craters, we'll give you good reference.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go this way, so it's because I can't fire into that ridge. I've got to put it more north, right up that way. So I'm going to go right down across through there. Okay, this looks good to me if you're happy with it.
Well, let's see, southwest is right, from this spot is right through those two craters.
I'm going to have to go almost due south.
I mean, southeast, I mean.
I'm going to have to go almost due south.
And then you can go by the right edge of that baby.
Yep.
That's okay, very good. Okay, we've got a spot, Houston. We'll proceed with the deployment.
We're not quite as far from those coordinates as we thought we were.
Roger, and Darius.